Blog Talk Radio. Boys and Queens, presenting the dynamic ball DVD producer, originator of the sneaker versus sneaker category, executive realness contestant, and member of the House of LaCroix, sweetie. He's either loved or hated and is broadcasting live all the way from ATL. Without further delay or hesitation, grab your nuts and squeeze your meat for the one and only Tom motherfucking Blumenthal.
All right, welcome to the show, everybody. Welcome to the show. It's August 20th, 2008. And I'm your host, Tom Blumenthal. You're listening to Serve the Kids Radio on blogtalkradio.com/servethekids. And you guys will have to forgive me right away because I've been ripping and running all evening, just got home, and I'm sitting here eating dinner while I'm hosting the show. So forgive me if I do a little smacking or that kind of thing. I do want to, without any delay at all, we're going to jump into a lot of topics for tonight. But as you all know, it's Free for All Wednesday, where we get to talk about whatever you want to talk about, whatever's on your mind. So, you know, if you got some things that's been bothering you, you want to call in and express it. If you want to call in and read me for whatever reason, as many of you try to do, you want to read Rhonda. Or, you know, is there something on your mind you just want to get off your chest? By all means, call the show at 347-996-3610, and let your voices be heard. We have a full cast tonight. Ms. Rhonda Jenkins and Ms. Abias both on the line tonight to give you full throttle. So I know some people are going to say this is so unprofessional, but you know what? I don't care. But anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. Tonight I want to explore this whole idea of transsexuals and femme queens in the real world, meaning in the workforce, in college, you know, working regular jobs, and even making it to America's Next Top Model, i.e. ISIS Tsunami. We want to talk about that. What kind of discrimination do they face? How hard it is for them to transition into real society once they make the transition? Things of that nature. Maybe some femme queens or transsexuals or whatever the PC term is you all prefer. Maybe some of you all are listening and you want to call in and share some of your experiences on how you're treated in the real world on a daily basis living as a woman. So I want you guys to get your phones ready. Call in at 347-996-3610. There is a lot to talk about. But again, it's Free for All Wednesday. It's really for you all to call in and talk about whatever you want to call in and talk about. So let me go to the phone lines because I do want to bring on one of the cast members on the show. You guys know who she is, the one and only, the lovely Ms. Avianz. Ms. Avianz, welcome to the show.
Hey, baby. How you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Ms. Avianz, before we go any further, we got to bring on the legendary tea spiller herself. And everybody knows who she is. We got a full cast tonight, Ms. Avias, and we're going to have a lot of fun. So before we go any further, let me introduce the legendary tea spiller herself, the one who the girls think they know but really don't.
And now it's time for the nightly Child Please segment with the much-anticipated, highly sought-after, the infamous tea spiller herself. She's the former Florida Evans, reincarnated as the one and only Ms. Rhonda Jenkins with Child Please.
Rhonda? Oh, wait 1 second, Rhonda. I didn't bring your phone up. I'm sorry. Oh, my. I messed that up. I apologize. Rhonda, welcome to the show.
Ooh, shit.
What's up?
Nothing, honey. When you said the very beautiful, I heard that, honey, and I had stood up in my own venue and thought you was introducing me. No shade to Miss Avia.
How are both of y'all doing? How you doing, Rhonda, Miss Aviance?
I'm doing love, baby.
Tom, how about yourself? Over that stuff in your face, honey. I hear you. I hear you.
Yes, yes. I'm doing great, though. The Lord has blessed me, Miss Aviance. I got my new vehicle yesterday.
Praise the Lord.
Great.
That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, Rhonda, what's going on with you?
Oh, nothing, honey, nothing. I have no tease for these girls tonight, honey, except the tease of the Olympics, honey.
Yes.
You know, I'm in, yes, my DVR is in full motion for track
yes.
and field, so I can go back and stop and start and play in slow motion to get the full effects of these girls running down these track fields, these balls and dick jumping left and right, honey. Yes! Sorry, Tom, I had gotten
mm-hmm.
carried away. Yes.
Ms. Aviance, have you seen? Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Rhonda.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just going to say, you know, as you know, I'm on my way to Atlanta. Yes, you know how the fact is. Very 1 week early, 1 week late for Gabriel Day festivities. So, you know,
So you're already on your way.
I'm en route, Tom. I'm en route.
Oh, my.
Yes.
Ms. Aviance.
Yes.
Have you been watching the Olympics? I'm just
getting
into the track and field.
Absolutely.
I'm so glad Michael Phelps is over with. I'm so sick of him.
Yeah, I was very proud of him, however.
Wait a minute. I'm not going to give very much to Michael Phelps. I mean,
I congratulate Michael on all of his accomplishments, but, I mean, he's not the only athlete in China running and participating in the Olympics.
Well, then true.
Y'all know how American media is. How American media are, they tend to focus in on one individual and make that person the focal point of whatever the event is. I think that's
so
unfair.
I think it was acceptable this time because he was going for, I mean, this was history. They're calling him one of the greatest athletes ever, you know, because he 8 gold medals and 1 Olympics. So, yes, they were gonna focus on him, and I think rightfully so. But now that his time is over, you know, and everything as far as the swimming and all, yes, they've been focusing on other people. And the track and field people have been letting the U.S. down a little bit, except for the hurdlers. We got to sweep in the hurdles, men hurdles, 400, I think it was.
Uh-huh.
The cute little gay-looking guy from Atlanta and one from Florida. I think two of them were from Atlanta. I'm not sure.
You know, they say a lot of, you know, they say track and field is one of the gayest sports.
Well, I can
see that. That's what I'm
told. I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that as well, all that stretching in between one another, you know,
mm-hmm.
leaning legs back and those voluptuous yams.
And those tight outfits, my goodness.
Yes, get me back to my DVR, honey.
Mm. I'm just looking at this one guy running now. These muscles are everywhere. Ms. Aviance, what you think about track and field?
I love it. I mean, that's not my favorite sport, however, like at the Olympics, more of the gymnastics. I'm a gymnastics cunt, honey.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Tumble. Yes.
Yes. Flipping and splitting and legs going
yes.
back and things.
Is Aviance your limbo, honey?
Yes, pretty much.
Oh, yes. Split on it, honey. Yes.
Let the record reflect, honey.
Yes.
Well,
grab those ankles and spread eagle. Yes.
Yeah.
Ms. Aviance, did you hear my interview yesterday with Ben Van Adams?
Baby.
Ms. Aviance, your buttons are going off again, honey. Wait, somebody's watching track. I can hear it in the phone. Who is that? Ron, is that you?
Lord, baby.
Not me.
Well, honey, somebody's track is going off. But anyway, Ms. Aviance, did you hear the interview yesterday with Ben Van Adams?
No, I didn't, unfortunately.
Oh, you must have been traveling.
Yes, I was.
Yeah, you got to go back when you get a chance and listen to that because we had a young man on yesterday who did a 2-part documentary on YouTube about being young, black, and gay in America, and it's an excellent, excellent watch. Each of them about 10 minutes each, the 2 parts, and it's just something. It was really heartwarming to see a young man such as himself, black guy, you know, college educated, moved from Baltimore out to California trying to become a filmmaker. And doing big things, and I was really happy to have him on to help promote him and, you know, get his info out to people so people can, you know, sow into him and help him with this film thing he's trying to do. But if you get a chance,
right.
go back and check it out because it was a really interesting interview. And not only the interview, but his documentaries on YouTube are very, very fascinating. He even talks about the whole, you know, ballroom scene and the stigma on the ballroom scene and how he used to have some of those stereotypes until he met someone in the scene that changed his whole perception of ballroom. So, very interesting young man.
Yeah, I received several emails about that, saying that it was very uplifting and encouraging and a total switch from Monday night show. So that was fantastic.
Right, right, right. So for everyone who's listening, go check out Zim Van Adams on YouTube. You can type in Young Black and Gay in America, and it'll take you to his two-part documentary. And you know, it's worth noting as well, Miss Aviance and Rhonda, I want everybody out there who's listening to know, you know, I usually start the show out by thanking you, and I didn't do that tonight, but I do want to take this opportunity to thank everyone who's listening for listening to the show. I appreciate it, as always, as I've said before. And I want everybody to keep in mind that this show, while some elements of it are messy at times, the whole idea behind the show is to have fun. And the show, we don't purposely go out of our way to try and, you know, harm people or hurt them as far as, you know, saying things to hurt people and things of that nature. It's all in fun. It's called satire. And just like you turn on David Letterman or Jay Leno at night and they're making fun of President Bush, you know, you just consider, look at it in that type of way. You know, it's all in fun. It's not to, I just hope people take it as fun and not take it seriously, because it's not meant to be serious.
Because, of, you know, no way is Condoleezza Rice looking for Jay Leno to knock him, honey, after he's read her in a monologue. So,
right.
You know, I'm sure she chuckles and, you know, say, oh, that was Jay, and, you know, and keep it moving. Nobody has fun for that. So, you know, you girls who get riled up because your name is mentioned, honey, find something else to do and just smile and key and cackle. Because trust and believe, someone else has made the same observation that has been discussed over this radio show, honey.
Right, exactly. So, what do you think? Miss Aviance, what do you think about that, though? You come from a radio background. What advice do you say to people out there listening right now who may be somehow angry with me or, you know, upset? And I'm talking about the reasonable people that you can talk to, because some of them are unreasonable and just refuse to listen, and they don't like me anyway, so no matter what it's said, it's not going to change anything.
Well, I mean, what's really ironic is, you know, being in the ballroom, seeing and supporting it, you know, we believe that we can achieve various levels. We feel that we can emulate all of these things that really exist in the real world. We can mirror that. We can win money. We can create careers and spin off of this and spin off of that. But a lot of times when you listen to people who do radio programs like this, you really, really don't believe in your heart that gay people deserve to get acclaim or deserve to have a radio show. So a lot of times we find reasons to tear it apart or to tear it down, because a lot of times we are envious of other people who we think, it should be me. That should be my show. I should be doing that. I should be making that statement.
Right,
but
right.
You have to embrace each other and support each other, because what you really put out in terms of energy, I really believe it does come back to you on some level. If you're constantly focusing on positive things to do, I believe at some point you'll start receiving those things, or at least you'll see the opportunities coming forward for you to do similar things or greater.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, absolutely right. And ladies and gentlemen, we do have a new cast member on the show. He is on the phone, and I want to introduce him at this time. I met him last night. He's a bisexual gentleman out of the Midwest area, and his name is Hanif Carter. Hanif, welcome to the show. We're going to get an introduction made real soon for you and Ms. Aviance. I think I'll probably do just one big introduction for the whole cast. But Hanif, welcome to the show, Hanif. Say hi to Rhonda and say hi to Ms. Aviance.
Hey, what's cracking, Ms. Aviance? What's cracking, Rhonda?
Hey, Hanif.
What up, cuz? What up, cuz? We're going to have to run a train on them hoes soon, cuz.
Rhonda, you're not going to do that every time now.
Oh, I'm sorry, Hanif. I just want to make you feel welcome.
Oh, okay. That's what's happening.
Yeah, Ms. Aviance, I was trying to add a different twist to the show, so I was looking for a straight person to bring on, and I found an in-between person.
I guess I'm the closest you're going to get to that.
Yeah, right. But anyway, one of the things I was about to say, Ms. Aviance, in response to what you just said about people being envious, and people really should not look at me and be envious of me, because if y'all knew the things that I go through on a daily basis, I mean, if y'all had half of the problems I had, y'all would probably not
in any way be envious of me at all. Trust me. It's really for us to encourage each other, to uplift each other. And one of these days, maybe next week, I'm going to do a show on the whole Willie Lynch syndrome, because I think that's something that the black community suffers from as a whole. But on a micro level, with the gay community, particularly the ballroom community, it's doubled, it's quadrupled in our community in terms of the Willie Lynch syndrome and the whole crabs in a barrel syndrome. And we really gotta find a way to stop doing that. You know what I'm saying? Because truthfully, in all reality, when one of us hurts, we all hurt, because we all in the same boat trying to get to dry land. You know what I'm saying? So why if I'm steering the boat and I'm trying to get us to, you know, a safe ground, you know, because you're not steering the boat, you're going to come make everybody sink on the Titanic? Come on now.
Exactly.
So, let's go to the phone lines. And guys, like I said, this is Free for All Wednesday. So if there's anything on your mind, Ms. Aviance, Rhonda, or Hanif, that y'all want to throw out as a topic, by all means, throw it out. And we'll bounce it off the listeners and see what they got to say. But
Sounds like you're in the background talking.
Can you hear me now, Ms. Aviance?
Yeah, it's better.
Okay, my mic went down some kind of way. I'm sorry. Okay, Ron, are you still there?
Tom, am I here?
Yeah. What did y'all hear me say last? Because I don't know how I got cut off there.
I just heard you say going to the lines about, bouncing some topics off the callers. That's all I heard.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll tell you what, let's go to the phone lines and see if there's anybody out there. I do want to explore this whole issue of femme queens and transsexuals in real life, as far as they're, you know, going to work, getting a job. How do they, you know, how do people treat them in real life? And let's also talk about Issa Sue Nominee on America's Next Top Model, because that's a really big accomplishment.
That is a very big accomplishment. Every news media has picked up that story.
Yeah,
and right. Does anyone have a picture of her or what?
It's some pictures posted on Walk For Me Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She's beautiful.
But you know what? Ms. Aviance and everybody listening, Fox News got into some really big trouble with GLAAD because they made a lot of fun of ISIS. They slammed her. They basically degraded her and were very unprofessional on the air. And GLAAD came out and demanded an apology from Fox. And I don't think the people over at Fox realized by their actions, they've really helped propel ISIS to a whole higher level. So we gotta thank the bigots over at Fox, because in their effort to smear this young lady, they actually helped her out a lot. So people over at Fox, thank you.
And, Tom, I was going to say the same thing about something you said previously about, you know, the people trying to pull you down or pull anyone down in general. You know, any publicity is good publicity, bad or good, you know. So the people saying, oh, Tom is this, Tom is that. So people who hadn't even heard of this show, like, oh, Tom has a radio show, let me tune in and make my own opinion. So, you know, you're getting more people just by people trying to bring you down. You know, they want to listen and form their own opinions because, you know, not everyone listens to what the girls say.
Right.
Well,
not everyone sees the bigger picture.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't want to make it all about me, because the show is really not about me. I'm just the host and the creator. But it's about the community. And so I'm trying to reach back out to y'all. Let's go to the phone lines. I have a caller who's holding from an unknown phone number. You're live on the air with Tom. Go ahead. Okay, got to let you go. I have another caller from an unknown phone number. You're live with Tom.
Hello?
Hey, what's up? You're live on the air. What's going on?
What's up?
Hey, what's up? Who is this?
This is Jay.
Jay?
Yeah.
Okay, where are you calling from, Jay? What state are you in?
Oh, my bad. Hold on. calling from Brooklyn. I was just listening to your show. You say I want to congratulate you and, you know, stuff like that. I mean, for acknowledging, you know, everybody doing their success and, you know, trying to further themselves, you know. I appreciate it, and I love your show, you know. That's all I want to say.
Yeah. All right, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Jay. Caller in Atlanta from a 404 phone number, 934. You're live on the air with Tom Blumenthal. Go ahead.
Just listening.
Okay. Everyone who's on the phone line is just listening. I want to thank y'all for listening. I would like to have some input from you guys, though. I mean, I appreciate y'all listening, but, you know, let me jump in on this topic because y'all know femme queens. Everybody knows at least one femme queen. And, you know, what kind of adversities do they face in life, period? You know what I'm saying? As far as work goes, things of that nature. Rhonda, do you know any femme queens?
Yes, Letitia Revlon, if you're listening and you're not at work at Target, give us a call and let us know how things are going and how do people react to you there.
Okay. Ms. Aviat, what about you? You encounter any femme queens at all?
Yeah, I have a femme queen friend who is very lovely, and, you know, she hasn't had the surgery yet to make that transition into being a woman, but she is very real and very, very believable.
Uh-huh. Does she live in the when I say real world, I mean...
Yeah, she goes to work as a woman.
Okay, okay. And I don't want people to think I'm being facetious when I say real world, but I mean, you know, just like regular
life.
Yeah,
yeah, she's respected in the real world as a woman probably because she is unclockable. I mean, she's very, very petite and feminine, very delicate features, hands and everything. So
Not big, hard, long fingers and
no.
Muscular shoulders?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
because you know some of the ladies give big backs and strong
yeah
hands.
Yeah. I can't, you know, I mean, I'm not you know, I don't have a lot of friends like that. I just happened to have encountered her actually through some straight people, and I thought she was just a regular girl, regular woman, so to speak. You know, if there's such a thing, and became really good friends with her. She's very, very nice, very intelligent, and she's making a lot of powerful moves. But I don't think it's a requirement for her to say whether she's a man or a woman, but she has a name that's kind of like androgynous.
Right.
You know.
I'm just sitting here looking at this big screen TV with this track thing on it, and these girls were, I mean, wow, they were just moving on this track. I mean, some of them look like men, though.
Yeah.
Somebody just texted me and asked, isn't Rhonda a femme? Rhonda is a woman.
Excuse me?
Somebody just asked if you were a femme, Rhonda.
Actually, I'm a phantom, honey, if you must know the tea. But I'll still bang your back out this coming Labor Day weekend in
yeah.
ATL. Yes. Trust me, you wouldn't get it. There's no June apples on me.
All right.
You know.
Hanif, you live your life every day as a regular straight dude, even though you are bisexual. Do you ever mess with the femme queens?
No, I mean, I'm blending in with the society, but, you know, I've encountered a lot of football players and wigs, if you might want to call them that. But I have seen a couple that are, you know, very, they look like real women. It's been far and few in between, but I have seen a couple that are really beautiful, really gorgeous, and really, you know, undetectable. But majority of the ones that are, you know, in the inner cities of St. Louis, Detroit, Chicago, they look like football players with wigs.
Well, I mean, being that you're a man, you know, you're like what we would call a trade, you know, do you mess with them queens on that sexual level?
Well, personally, you know, I made a choice that from dealing with women that, you know, I'm dealing with men for a whole different experience. So, you know, I have yet to tackle the transgender thing because I guess I'm a little insecure because, you know, like I said, I'm used to dealing with women and men separately. I don't know.
Right, so you like the touch of a man. If you're going to be with a man, you want to be with a man.
Yeah.
You know.
So
you know.
No tits on your back. Yes.
No, not at all.
And another question we're going to throw out there just to make it interesting is who you all think is the realest femme queen? Because that's a big topic to be debated.
Hmm. Oh, yes. Now that should get some callers.
Hey, Rhonda, do you know if Isis Tsunami has had the surgery yet?
I'm not sure, Tom. I'm sure someone out there listening could call in and verify that. And even that chick Laverne on I Want to Work for Diddy, she's a transsexual, transgender.
Well, she looks like a man. I'm sorry. She gets
well, this is true.
She does look like a man.
this is true time, but she is live on our television screen. So
I appreciated the diversity, however. When I saw her on Diddy's show, I really appreciated them allowing her to be a part of that.
And secretly Diddy probably touching her and stuff anyway, you know.
Probably.
In the back rooms and stuff. Let's go back to the phone lines and see who we have on the phone. A caller from a 404 phone number. You're live on the air with Tom. Go ahead. 627? Hey, what's up? Who's this?
I just want to give a shout out to Rhonda Chow, please.
Yes. Thanks, Eddie. Thanks for listening. And give the little dad, Eddie Chow.
Oh my God. Rhonda, you got a fan club. They don't call it shout out to me and Ms. Aviat. They call it shouting you out.
They don't use you, honey. I'm their friend, girl. Yeah. I'm in the trenches with the girls, honey. Yeah.
Oh, call it from a 410 phone number. Question or comment?
Hey, this is 6 Dior. Hello?
Hey, this is who?
6 Dior.
6 Dior?
Yes.
Okay, hi. Welcome to the show. Where are you calling from?
Baltimore.
Okay, what's up, Baltimore? Oh, every time somebody calls me from Baltimore, I think about The Wire. That's my favorite show.
Yes.
If you see Omar Bodie, tell him I said what's up. But what's your comment?
Now, I just want to give a shout out to ISIS and like all the transgender women for real that's doing that thing in the work field. I think that it's like really hard for us, and that by ISIS being like on TV and widespread, she's making the girls know that they can do it, and I think
right.
It's positive, and I just live for it. I really do.
Now, are you a femme queen? Or,
yeah.
Okay. Now, what type of, how do you interact, like, in regular life, daytime, not associated with the club? Like, do you go to work? Do you go to school? I mean, what do you do?
I'm a full-time administrator at a bartending school, and I'm a
Oh, okay.
So, yeah,
okay.
I do work in society, like,
now, how do people treat you when you are out and about? Do they know, or do you tell people, you know, that you used to be this, and now you're this? I mean, how do you handle that? How do you approach it?
I feel as though I don't have to tell people. Like, I'm proud of what I am. I'm a proud transsexual. But in my work field, I feel as though that I'm not here to let them know. You know what I'm saying? I'm here to do a job, you know. And
right, right.
And I feel as though that, I mean, if I'm clocked, I'm clocked. If I'm not, I'm not. I've never got dramatically clocked like, oh, that's a dude. But I'm not saying I'm the realest girl out there. But I am lovely.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's
okay.
Like, I wouldn't just go around saying that, oh, hi, I'm such and such, and I'm a dude. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
All right.
And, you know, I was asking that question because I kind of wanted to also explore if you all, if transsexuals or femme queens, if they face, like, discrimination in public and workplace and things of that nature. So I guess if you are discovered in public to be, you know, a transsexual, do people treat you differently when they find out, or do they still treat you the same?
No, because I feel as though, like I said, I'm a proud transsexual. You know what I'm saying? I don't have a problem with it. And on top of that, I feel it's also the way you carry yourself. If you carry yourself like a lady, you're going to be respected as a lady. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you walk around the streets voguing and carrying on, like, people don't want to see that all day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they're going to treat you the way you act, for real. Like, if you act like a lady, you're going to be respected like a lady for real. And that's how I feel.
Right. Do you consider yourself to be in your own eyes, and it doesn't matter beyond your eyes and God's eyes, it doesn't matter, but when you view yourself in the mirror, do you consider yourself to be real? Like, you feel like a real woman? Do you feel that you look real? Do you feel that people are noticing things about you?
Yeah, I feel like a real woman. I do.
Okay. Now, when you see other women, other females that are not real women necessarily, but women that you know are also transsexual, and you see some that sometimes may be a little rough around the edges, do you feel like reaching out to them and saying, girl, a little less Guatemala, a little less, you know, this?
Yeah.
Or, do you feel that way sometimes?
I do feel that way sometimes, but at the same token, girls, they get so offensive, you know what I'm saying, and I don't want to, like, create problems with other girls or whatever, so I kind of, like, stick to myself, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But at the same time, like, I wish I could just go up to them like, girl, don't do that. You know what
I
mean?
Do you have any other friends that you associate with yourself that you can talk to like that and say, girl, now I love you dearly and I love you down, but them shoes are wrong, your feet too big for them pumps or whatever. Do you have any friends like that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
And we talk all the time, and we get it together, so. I don't want
to. Hey, I have one other question, Six. Do you date straight boys or gay boys?
Both? Both.
Oh, my. Now, how do you tell the straight guys that you used to be a guy? Do you tell them that?
I mean, if a guy was to come and try to talk to me, I would just let him know straight off the top that I'm a tranny.
Really?
Off the top. Because I don't, I mean, that saves issues, that saves problems and conflict for real. And
how do they react to that when you tell them that? Are they surprised? Do they act like, oh, why, you know, get away from me? I mean, what's the reaction?
To be totally honest, 98% of the guys, they live for it.
Are you serious? The straight boys?
Dead serious. Well, the ones that proclaim that they're straight, dead serious.
Oh, my gosh. You know what, Rhonda? Wow,
yes.
I can't believe this. I don't know. I was just sitting here thinking some crazy thoughts, like, wow, I can't believe it. Hanif, maybe you should, well, I know you don't want to transform, but Ms. Aviant, maybe you could consider it.
Consider what?
Oh, no, definitely not. Everything's not meant for everybody.
The transformation.
Consider being a transsexual?
Tom, I know this topic is.
I know, Tom.
You
definitely
have started melting.
Yeah, I'm just playing this. I think
I got a little bit too much baggage for that.
I just thought a crazy thought of like, wow, is that what it takes to get the boys? I mean, my goodness. But okay, well,
see, that's.
I don't have no problems, baby, in my Tims and hats getting them.
Yes,
well,
Tom, you may want to explore that avenue for yourself.
You know what? Maybe that came off the wrong way because I wasn't meaning that for me. But okay,
yes.
So were you saying something else before we let you go?
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to the House of Illuminati, and that ball is coming up on August the 30th in Baltimore. So just let everybody know about that too. That's our sister house.
Yes.
Okay,
the House
of
who?
Illuminati.
Is Tupac the father?
No.
Thanks a lot for calling in, Six. Have a good night.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my.
She seems to know her stuff, so yes.
Yes, she did, yes. Did y'all just see this Chinese man on the Olympics giving all of this on this little bar? He just wore that trampoline thing out, whatever you call that bar that they sit on. Call it from a 404 phone number. You're live with Tom. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey,
who's this?
Hello?
You're live on the air. Who's speaking? Hi.
I want to remain anonymous.
Okay. What's your question or comment?
Well, I got a couple of comments because I've been trying to get on for a couple of weeks. I ain't want to Yahoo you and all that.
Okay. I'm having a little trouble understanding you, but can you speak a little clearer and go ahead and give me your comment?
Okay. I have a couple of comments.
Okay.
My number one comment of that that sneaker versus sneaker thing, I think you're so totally wrong on that. And you should have clarified that with Rico yesterday because he's someone that wears labeled sneakers sometimes doing sneaker versus sneaker. And there is a such thing as high fashion streetwear.
Okay, wait a minute.
So
I'm confused. You're saying I'm wrong about what?
About chopping someone for wearing a label shoe, because you said that's what you would do if you was on the judge.
Oh, you mean for a sneaker first sneaker if you wear a label sneaker?
Yeah, it's a sneaker,
okay.
And it's sneaker versus sneaker. It's sneaker versus sneaker with label sneaker. It's not like it's a shoe, it's a sneaker. So
okay, I accept that. I disagree with you, but I accept your opinion.
Okay, and another thing, why wasn't Rhonda allowed to help you do the interview yesterday?
To do what interview?
Yes, you had
with,
yesterday.
With them?
Yes, with the first interview. The first
Rhonda did ask questions
Rhonda,
of that man.
No, she did, and I didn't hear her ask no questions.
Well, in all honesty, caller, I really didn't have any questions for him. I was actually just listening on last night. It was just interesting. And, you know, I didn't want to pull out any witty repartee or anything like that. I mean, I was just in awe of all of his information and his cute, lovely voice and that face. I was looking at his webpage while Tom was interviewing him. So, you know, Rhonda doesn't have a problem with chiming in at any time, honey. But, yeah, I just chose not to on last night.
Okay, caller, did you have another comment also?
No, that's about it.
Okay, well, listen, thank you for listening, and thanks for calling in. And if you have any show ideas or suggestions, by all means, you can email me at servethekids@yahoo.com, okay?
All right.
All right, well, have a good night. Thanks for listening. Okay, yeah. Let's go to a caller from New York, 718 phone number. You're live on the air with Tom Blumenthal. Go ahead, please.
Just listening.
Okay, thank you, caller. Unknown phone caller, you're live with Tom. Go ahead. All right, I have to let you go. 757, you're live on the air with Tom. All right, I have to let you go, caller. Sorry. And ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Aviance, Rhonda, and Hanif, feel free to chime in at any time. You all know that you're welcome to do so. You don't have to ask permission, of course. 404-422, you're live with Tom. Go ahead. Okay. Caller, you're live on the air with Tom Blumenthal. Go ahead, please. Hello? I'm interested to talk to some of the fem queens that are out there. So if you ladies are listening, please, by all means, call me at 347-996-3610. And let me also take this opportunity to announce on next Wednesday, for those of you all who are coming to Atlanta early to start your Labor Day partying, like Rhonda is already on her way to Atlanta right now.
Yes.
The Mark is having a launch party for Serve the Kids Radio and myself. So I would like to invite everybody out to the Mark on next Wednesday, August 27th. And let's have a good time and party. It's going to be cake and champagne and the VIP. And we're going to have a good time. And then after that, we're going to leave and go to Andre Mizrahi's mini ball over at 708. A caller on the line from a 646 phone number. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, you're live on the air. Who's this?
This is Eric Alua.
Oh, hi, Eric. Well, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Tom? How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. How you doing?
I want to commend you on your radio show. Actually, I just started listening to it. Basically, I guess the house was we were having house meeting or board meetings or whatever, and while we were having board meetings, a couple of the board members were listening to the show while we were having the board meeting, so I started listening to it after that. But also, I wanted to say hello to Rhonda, Hanif, and Ms. Aviance.
Hey, what's up? And hey, Eric.
I wanted to ask Aviance, because I'm from D.C. I've been living in New York, I guess, for like, it's been about 12 years now. And I'm sure I have to know you because you talked about tracks where the kids are rolling on the floor and the trash cans on the track floor and everything. So I wanted to know, is Aviance your show name or is that your real name?
That's my show name.
Okay.
But I
okay.
used to be in the house of Aviance back in the day. In the
80s. Okay. I used to be in the house of Pendarvis also.
And I used to be in Pendarvis back in the day also.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Oh, sounds like a family reunion.
Yeah.
Now, Eric, do you live in Baltimore?
No, I live in New Jersey. I've been living in New Jersey since 1995. I came out in 88.
Okay. Because that's
wow.
How long have you been in Allure?
I've been in Allure since 1988.
88. Okay, I'm almost certain I know you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, I wanted to touch on the topic about the film queens working in the workforce. A lot of the Allure girls in D.C. Work in the workforce, and also my dear sister, who is the mother of the House of Khan, she was used to be in Allure, and I want to commend her for all her accomplishments. Going to school and going to get her master's degree and all of that, and Ayanna Khan.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. Congratulations.
She's had a very lovely transformation. I mean, just over the years, from way back in the day when she was just a young teenage girl, and now she's an adult woman, and she really, really, really has come through on every level. She's very intelligent. She's very real. She has made it happen. Very proud of her.
Very beautiful. Okay,
yes,
Eric, well, it was nice talking to you, Eric, and thanks for your kind words and your encouraging messages. I really appreciate it. And hope
hey, Eric,
no
yes.
Eric, email me at ballroomgossip.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
All right. Later, Eric. Yeah. That was Eric Allure calling. Let me give a quick shout-out to Justin Milan, who's listening from New York, and everybody else who I know who's listening, shouts-out to you guys. You know what? This Chanel ball, we're going to also throw this out there, too. The Chanel ball is going to be off the hook. I mean, I just got to put that out there. I just found out. I just left Andre's house, Andre Mizrahi. I left the mansion, and
is the water
Andre...
on?
Oh,
damn.
Sorry. Go ahead, Todd.
You make me so sick. Andre apparently has called an emergency house meeting tonight. So I know whenever he does that, they getting some stuff together for this ball. So I know Andre's going to have something devastating to come through come Labor Day weekend. I can't wait to see it because I know it's going to be something crazy. He's going to pull something out the hat and some kind of devastating stunt that he's going to come up with. I can just wait and see it now. So I'm really looking forward to this Chanel ball because I can just see the momentum is building. All the excitement is there, and we're going to have a great time Labor Day weekend. I hope everybody comes down here and acts like they got some sense and, you know, just respect each other. Let me go back to the funk. You know what? I want to give myself a little beat in the background because I'm feeling kind of dry. Parched.
Yes, and I'm looking for Alyssa Blahnik to call in. There's a, you know, she's someone who I'd like to hear her perspective on how does she work in the workforce.
Sam.
You know what, Rhonda?
She tries it.
I mean, that would be a different somehow, you know, it'll be a spin on different girls on, you know, on different looks. Who doesn't? Oh, but you know what, about
when you say different looks, you know what? Never mind.
Yeah, you know. I mean, you know, not every. Well, you girls. Moving on, Todd.
This thing, I'm gonna kill you. You make me so sick. Oh God.
Hey, look. Hey, Tom, do you think that ISIS tsunami, is she new? Is she a new tsunami or like someone who...
I don't think so. I've never met her personally, but I know she's walked a few balls before. So I don't know like how new she is to the whole thing because I don't really know her.
Because I'm surprised that no one knows whether or not she's had the surgery or not. Like,
well, I'm sure they know. They're not, you know, nobody's called in to spill it yet, but somebody needs to let us know.
The reason why is because I'm just surprised that Tyra Banks would even allow her to be on the show without being able to back that up. You know what I mean? Like,
well,
to the press or whatever.
Well, here's the tea. I saw either online or something. She was on the last season cycle as an extra. She was in what was it? When the girls were posing like bums on the street and things of that nature.
Oh,
and,
I see.
And Tyra saw her and told the staff she wanted her, she wanted to have her. And they were like, well, she got a little something extra. You know, she's a little different. And then it came out that she was a transgender.
Oh, I just got a text message saying that she was on this MSNBC show, Born in the Wrong Body. Did you see that, Ms. Avion?
Yeah, I did. But I don't remember seeing her name as being ISIS, but it could have been. That was a while back.
Yeah, they just told me she was on
like
that
earlier
show.
This year.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, well, let's go back to the phone lines. Oh, wait. I'm just getting a text message saying that on the show on MSNBC, they said she did not have the surgery. So she could have had it between now and then. I don't know. They said she was prepping for it. I'm just getting that text message. let me see here. What? Somebody else is... Okay. Oh, I'm just getting another text message saying she's a drag. She hasn't had the surgery.
Alrighty.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines, everyone, and see who's on the phone line. A caller from a 973 phone number. You're live with Tom. Go ahead.
What's up? I'm just listening.
Okay, thanks. No shout-outs or anything? Okay.
I'm good.
Okay, who is this? Marquise?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Lucky. Say hi to Rhonda, at least.
Hey, Ed. Change me. My God.
What's going on? What's going on?
Nothing, honey. Don't make me start my legendary house up again, honey.
Don't let you.
Fine. Oh. Well, thanks for listening, honey.
All right.
Bye, Lucky.
Somebody just texted me. one of Lockheed's house members just called and just texted me and said, why was he trying to sell realness? Caller from 215, you're live on the air with Tom Blumenthal. Go ahead.
Just listening.
Okay, no shout-outs or anything like that?
No.
Well, I'm going to shout-out to you. Thank you for listening, okay?
Thank
you. 443, you're live on the air with Tom. Go ahead. 443, going once. Going twice.
Hello.
You're out of here. Oh, she said hello, right? You said hello too late.
Oh, too far.
240, you're live on the air with Tom. 240, you're live with Tom. Go ahead, please.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to the show. Who is this?
Tom.
Hey, what's up? Who is this?
This is Mark. Hi, Tom. Rhonda.
Oh, hey, Mark.
What's going on?
Mark, say hi to Hanif. We got a boy on the show now.
Oh, really? How you doing, Hanif? What's his name, Hanif?
Hey, yeah, what's
Hanif.
Up? Hanif. Hanif the Carter. What's up?
Hey, right, how are you?
Good, how are you?
He's straight from the hood, Mark.
Okay.
He's the kind of boy that he's the kind of boy that, you know, really rough with it, like grab you by your neck and bend you.
I do a little light choke and I choke you lightly, you know.
I don't do that.
I never experienced it, but I heard about it. So
yes, that's hot. Yes. Send me a picture, Hanif. I need a picture for Wanda's portfolio.
You want it from the waist down or waist up?
All of the above, yeah. Send me your BGC private pictures as well.
Hey, Mark, what's up? What's on your mind, Mark?
Nothing. I was just calling, you know, listening to the show. Of course, I know Tim Queen. Of course, you know, my house mother. She lives her life. You know, she is a woman now. You know, she goes to school and working every day in the world as a woman, you know.
Right.
And I just think, like the other Tim Queen said, it's like all about how you carry yourself. I've been to Ayanna's job several times, and, you know, she don't get treated no differently than the next woman in the job, in the workforce.
Right.
And then I guess
because Ayanna is professional, too. So,
right.
You know, when you act a certain way, like the other lady, Six, said,
exactly.
When you carry yourself a certain way, you get that same respect back, and
that's
Ayanna
right.
gives that off.
So I think that's just, I just think that's for homosexuality, period. If you carry yourself a certain way, you'll get treated a certain way. If you carry yourself like a flaming faggot, that's how society going to look at you. But if you carry yourself like a man or a woman, you're going to be treated like a man or woman despite, you know, your preference, what you do behind closed doors. So I just think that's
true.
What it is. It already had nothing to do with you being a femme queen or if you being a real woman or rather a gay guy. If you carry yourself with respect and then, I mean, you'll be respected. That's just, you know, point blank to me.
Right, exactly.
That's all I want. That's how I feel about the situation. That's all.
Okay.
I'll see you next Thursday, Tom.
Okay, Mark. Take care.
All right. You put me back on hold.
Okay. Let's see here. Go to my next caller. Caller from a 301. You're live with Tom.
Yes,
hey, what's up? Who's this? Hello? Okay, gotta let you go, caller. Sorry. 404-247 phone number. You're live with Tom. Go ahead. Okay. Caller from an unknown phone number. You're live with Tom. Go ahead.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, what's going on? Who's this? Okay, God, let you go, caller. Sorry.
Yes, he was coming for Hanif. Yes.
You know what? I'm getting a lot of text messages now.
Me
saying
too.
They want to see Hanif.
They want to see what?
The face behind that voice.
They want to see the face behind the voice. You're right. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to take a short break, and I'll be right back right after this brief.
You're listening to Serve the Kids Radio on blogtalkradio.com/Serve the Kids with creator and host Tom Blumenthal. Call in now at 347-996-3610.
Serve or get served, honey.
Okay, everybody, welcome back to the show. I had something just popped up just a moment ago. Well, okay, back to the phones. Yeah, Hanif, everybody's blowing me up now saying they want to see you. I don't think that's such a good idea.
I mean, it would be a good idea, but, you know, as far as the information that I might pass on toward the line, I got to kind of, you know, for security reasons.
Right, yeah.
Oh, yes, and shout out to little Lisa Prodigy. I love her. I would love to hear her call in because she gives me very cha-cha de gagordio tease from what was that movie? Musical, yes. So dancing
I'm
like
pretty sure,
not.
Though. I'm sorry. No, I'm saying I'm pretty sure that a lot of these people have seen my pictures on my Urban Chat account anyway.
Right, ooh. Right. All right. Back to the phones we go. Caller from a 347 phone number. You're live with Tom. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, you're live on the air. Who's this?
This is Boogie.
What's up, Boogie? Question or comment?
Huh?
Your question?
ISIS was a drag queen that used to be in the village a lot. Her name is Sharika, not ISIS. She just switched there recently. And she never walked no big balls. She only walked mini balls, like, for realness. And she really did used to look real before she got punked. But she went to jail after she got punked. So when she came back, it was all rock.
Oh, my. Okay.
What happened?
Oh, no, go ahead, Boogie. Go ahead.
No, but I'm proud of her, though. I'm glad, like, because we don't see her no more ever since she's been on Tyra, so I'm very proud of her, though, whatever that she's accomplishing. But,
you
no,
don't
she's
see
not
her?
Ball, she don't know
don't
the ball or anything like that.
Oh, okay.
I think once you're on a show like that, don't they make you sign some type of confidentiality thing until the show is done?
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yes, like that fat boy that I saw in Detroit, Pride from G's to Gents. He's no one's G, honey.
No, you know, a lot of those
G's,
no one's G. A lot of those G's stand for something else on that show for G's and Jets.
And Latricia Revlon, she loves to work, and she did not get spooked at all.
That's what's up. Latricia, if you're listening, honey, call us.
I could get her a call right now, but she don't, that's too petty. Like, she's not going to do all that.
Wait a minute. Letitia knows. Me and Letitia are cool, so I'm sure she doesn't take that seriously. But anyway, somebody just told me you're talking about the wrong person, Boogie. They said you got her mixed up with somebody else.
So the one that was on Tyra Banks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Sharika. Her name is Sharika. We know her as Sharika. Anybody that know her, her name is Sharika. She changed it to ISIS just recently getting out of jail.
Well, I'm just being text messaged now saying she walked in one of the Virginia, she walked in one runway at Ayanna Khan's ball last February. And I think she also won in Virginia. If I'm not mistaken, she won.
She was in jail.
Boogie, I think you're talking about somebody else because I know for a fact that ISIS won runway of the year somewhere. I can't remember where it was. I think it was Virginia, if I'm not mistaken.
Are we talking about the same person that said her name was ISIS on Tyra, the little dark skin, the child?
Well, you know what? Ask Rhonda because I don't watch America's Next Top Model, so I don't know. But I know she has won of the year for runway. So maybe somebody who's listening can tell us what ball she's won. Rhonda, do you know any more about it?
No, Tom, I don't.
Okay, so she won for a runway. Does she have sharp edges and structure?
She's very beautiful. From the pictures that I saw on Walk For Me, she's a very beautiful person.
Okay.
Oh, see, right. I don't know. Like, maybe, is we talking about the same time when the Jordans was on the show?
No, you're talking about the Tyra Banks show. They're talking about the America's Next Top Model show.
Oh, yes, yeah, yes. No, we're not talking about the show, the talk show.
The show, my bad. I apologize.
Talk
about that ISIS. All right.
Okay.
Have a good one.
Okay, thanks a lot, Boogie.
I'm glad we cleared that up.
Yes, leave the alcohol alone, Boogie, please. Caller from Philadelphia, 215 phone number. You're live with Tom. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hi, welcome to the show. Who is this?
Hi, I write you all the time. I give you nice emails and, you know, stuff like that, and you told me.
Wait a second. Wait a second. Who is this? Who is this?
I just sent you an email on your MySpace the other day.
You know what? Thank you so much. I really appreciate you always send me nice messages, and I don't know if you realize how much those things mean to me. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're quite welcome. And I just wanted to say, you know what really cracks me up about you? And I'm not being smart enough. And when you tell people, right, you have to hear it. Like, go back through your archives or whatever. It's really funny, though. It's like you be saying, like, whatever. You know, I know you don't be meaning it like that. That's just your voice. But that right cracks me up.
It's probably because I'm doing, like, 10 million things at the same time. So it's hard for me to focus in on the callers. I got a million Yahoo messages coming in. I got my sidekick buzzing. And the TV is going. It's like everything is happening at one time. So that's why I be kind of like halfway in it and halfway out of it.
Oh, okay. Because I'm like, I know he can't. I said, I know he don't mean it, but it just sounds so like,
That's called shade, honey.
Yeah. No, it's not. But what's that question or comment about femme queens in the workforce? And also, are we talking about just a whole lot of stuff, like whatever's on your mind. But what do you think about, you know, how we in the gay community really need to start helping to build each other up as opposed to tearing each other down? Like, what's on your mind?
Yes, we really do. I think I don't have a problem with it. I mean, if you go to work, you conduct yourself in a professional manner, you know, and that's it.
Right.
You know, I really don't.
It shouldn't matter whether you're transsexual.
No, it shouldn't.
Right.
I mean, not to me. It shouldn't. It really shouldn't. And that's it.
No. Okay. Well, I don't want to give you one of those. Okay.
Oh, no. Okay.
Well, I do want to thank you for the kind messages of encouragement that you send me. Because a lot of times when I get those messages, you don't know what I've been through in a day. And when you send me those messages and I read them, it does make a difference. It really does. So I do appreciate that.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
All right. Well, listen, you have a great night.
All right.
And call in anytime.
Okay. See you, Tom, Miss Aviance and Rhonda Jenkins. Can I do my little child? Can I do my child, please, real quick?
Yes.
Let me see how it's going to sound. Okay, here we go. Child, please.
Yes. Oh, God.
Okay,
right,
baby. Bye-bye.
I love her.
I really do.
She is so sweet. She's giving me Mother Racine Pendarvis tease, honey.
Didn't she sound like somebody's mother? Like somebody's mom.
My old house mother, honey.
And she gave a child. Yes.
Rhonda, shut up. Caller from a 443 phone number. I'm going to try to run through these calls quick. 443?
Them brothers are running.
443? Yeah, you're live on the air. Yes, the boys are running. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, y'all. This is David Escada from Baltimore again.
Hey,
David.
Hey, I'm just calling to give y'all a shout-out. Say shout-out to all the Escadas. Just learned about your little radio show, and I love it, and I try to tune in every chance I get.
Well, thank you so much, David. I appreciate that.
No problem.
Y'all take
care. That's a beat just for you. Take care, David. 347-748, you're live on the air with Tom. Go ahead.
What up, Tom?
Hey, what's up? Who is this?
Kiddo.
Who?
Kiddo.
Oh, hey, what's up, boy?
Nothing else you got to.
Oh, I'm just doing the radio show.
Okay. Hi, Rhonda, Aviance.
Hey, Kenneth. What's going
on?
What's
up, baby?
Yes, that was
nice. Hanif.
Tom always. Tom,
oh, yeah, what
Tom,
up, my bad.
Tom, you always got something smart to say at your mom.
Oh.
You, every time I call in.
I do not.
I know you miss me and everything, but you'll see me soon.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
So you had tried it.
Yeah. Thanks for lining up for Tom, honey, for Gaber Day.
I mean, now look, you already know it's going to be two topics going to walk me tomorrow, and this is going to be one of them.
What?
Oh, well, everybody Lakeisha texted in and said she's munching some strange man.
everybody know about a little level. You trying to hide our little level fear, Tom? Is that it? You ashamed?
What?
You trying to hide our level fear? You ashamed?
I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't even hear that. I'm sorry. Let me cut the beat. Hold on a second. Hold on.
Your level fear.
Say that again. Say it again. Slow, please.
I said, you trying to hide our love affair? You ashamed?
Oh, now, see, you know what? Okay. I get some static on your phone. Okay, thank you. But I could Oh, call from an unknown phone number. You're live with Tom. Go ahead.
Just listening.
Thank you. 313, Detroit, Rana's favorite town. Welcome to the show. Go ahead, Detroit. 313, you're live. Okay, I got to let you go. 404-422, go ahead, please.
Just listening.
No shout-outs?
No.
All right, well, let's shout-out to you. We love you for listening. Thank you. Unknown caller, you're live with Tom. Go ahead. All right, I got to let you go. Hanif, what's on your mind? We haven't really heard from you much. Give us a little bit about you. Tell the kids a little bit about you.
Man, just average, off the block kind of guy, real laid back, cool. You know, just somehow I get a lot of the messy business that the people conduct. I always get wind of it some kind of way. But other than that, I'm just simple. I'll party, hang out, just like the next person. I just try to, you know, distance myself away from a lot of the messiness. But it always seems to find me.
Now, you are what we call the trade. Now, I want to know this question about the trade. Because is it true of what they say about the trade? Do the trade really walk around with dingy underwear?
Oh, I don't know because I don't, in the summertime, I don't wear underwear anyway. I just wear basketball shorts.
Oh, my God.
But no.
You know what? I want to know what it is about boys in these basketball shorts because that seems so uncomfortable.
Like, I mean, if you got it, you flaunt it, right?
All that in your jeans, like, just bunched up? It just seems uncomfortable to me.
No. I don't wear them under my jeans. I just wear the shorts.
Wait a minute. I'm confused. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's called cheating, Tom. That's called cheating when you have no booty and you want to make it look like you have a little booty back there. That's what the boys do for shorts underneath the jeans. That's called cheating in jail.
Well, no, I just wear the basketball shorts alone. I don't wear them under the jeans. I just wear the shorts, because they say if you got it, flaunt it, right?
Oh, so you like to let your meat swing, in other words.
Yeah, in other words, yeah.
I'm still waiting on those pictures.
So what?
I'm still waiting on those pictures.
I just got a text message from somebody saying that your balls are sweaty and musty when you don't wear underwear. I'm assuming they must know about sweaty balls. They must be down there with some, if that's the case.
No, I mean, if you practice good proper hygiene, you wouldn't have to worry about that. Because actually, if you got on all those shorts and boxers and jeans, it seems like it would make a person more sweatier.
Right. Well, I like to have boxers on.
No, you know what? No one can prevent sweaty balls.
But every now and then, I don't know. I guess some of these guys do have dingy underwear, but I wear, boxer briefs or, basketball shorts from time to time. But, mostly boxer briefs is what I wear.
Well, Ms. Avias, what about you? You're a classy lady. You wear panties or briefs or what?
I wear boxers, baby. It needs to breathe. Need a little air in there. We from North Carolina, baby, so we get very much of cotton panties and things.
You know what? That's a good question. That's a good question. Boxers or boxer briefs? I have a mixture of both because, sometimes certain jeans you want to wear a brief with, like a boxer brief. And then other times you want to wear some boxers with. Like when I wear tight Rockin' Republic jeans, I want to have on some boxer briefs because the jeans are so tight.
Oh,
and then
wow.
my ass is so big, I need to have a little room.
Wow, good. I'm over here, honey. But I mean, personally, honey, I need a nice tight brief or boxer brief, honey, because all this meat wind up swinging, honey. I don't need that all flopping and flipping, and I need some security, honey.
Well, what about H&M briefs? Somebody just texted me and said, who wears H&M briefs? Now, let me tell y'all something. If y'all get a boy home...
What is H&M briefs?
H&M is a store. If y'all get a boy
home... I know
home
it's a store,
got,
but...
I guess it's them little funny-looking underwear, the you know, the ones that the boys wear with their asses be all out. I don't know.
Oh, men panty drawers.
Yeah, I was going to say, if y'all get a boy home and they got on some of those H&M underwear...
I don't like those
you,
at all. I think
you
that
know
is
they're
just,
a lady.
Mm-mm.
You know...
That's not attractive. Even if they're not a lady, it's just not... you have to have a major ass, I mean, like a major nice-looking ass to get away with something like that. It's just not good-looking.
Yes,
oh
and
God.
If you let someone smash with a pair of panties on like that, honey, you need to check yourself.
Yeah.
Hey, Rhonda, somebody just texted me and said Milan wears those all the time.
Oh, Milan, sorry, Gail.
I like to see Elliot Milan in something like that.
Yes. It's the late
90s.
Yeah. Season in those. You're right.
Yeah,
it's the
90s. Yeah. I believe I've seen Mark wear those a lot, too.
Ah.
Oh, and somebody just texted me that only butch queens wear boxer briefs. That's not true. Certain jeans, you really do need to have boxer briefs. I mean, for real, certain jeans really require a boxer brief. No shade. And even sometimes I might slip up and put on some tidy whities if I want
to. Oh, no, I haven't done that, but... You know, every now and then when you're doing your after five or after six apparel, you know, you want to have on a little boxer brief. To, like Ryan said, to kind of gird you and hold you in a little bit, if you know, especially if you got something to hold in.
I keep telling the girls they have a product called Spanx. And that's for when you got a little tum-tum and it smooths out all of those things under your clothes. So when you wear T-shirts in the summertime, it'll make it look smooth instead of the little bump.
Wow.
I like
the little bump in the front. I like that.
Oh, you see, you're looking for a daddy.
The bump on the belly. Tom, you may want to invest in one of those, honey.
In what, though?
A light girdle.
Oh, that's what the specs is, a man girdle? Like a body shaper?
Yeah, it's a body shaper. I mean, you know, it's like it's undergarments, but it has the tummy control, you know, and it's called a Spanx. But it's, you know, it's a very nice thing.
You might need to get Marco one of those.
Yeah.
Wait, who what?
Boy,
oh, my God. You're so stupid. Let's go back to the phones, everybody. I'm getting a lot of text messages right now. We're just having fun tonight, people. It's all about having a good time and being free and having fun. Let's go to the phone lines. Let me see where I left off. I forgot where I left off. 404-422. Go ahead.
I think my system is going to crash.
What you say, caller?
Just listening.
Okay, thank you. Somebody said their system crashed?
Yeah, I got so many text messages. Well, I guess whatever. Since
it's
I gave
you
out
up
that.
Too, Rhonda?
Yeah, Lord.
Yeah, you see what be happening to me now. That's
it's like I can't move. It's frozen.
Yeah, for 2 hours straight, mine be going like that, too. You're going to have to shut it down and restart it. 646, you're live with Tom. Go ahead.
What's up, Tom?
What's up? Who is this?
This is Q Jordan. I was just Q Jordan.
What's up, Q?
Hey,
Q. How you doing?
What's going on? I was just calling to congratulate Isis, and I've seen Isis before she blew up this big, and she's came a long way, and I just wanted to, you know, show some appreciation for what she's doing for the community, getting out there into the mainstream world, you know, and doing what she do. So that's it.
And how tall is Isis?
Isis is about, I would say, about possibly 5'9". No,
okay.
About 5'8", 5'9".
Okay. And how old do you think she is?
Wow, that I have no idea.
Because I think they have an age requirement for that show at the very least. I think
they
can't
sure
be
exactly.
Over 22 or 23 or something like that.
Really?
Yeah, because I think that's considered old and for the start-off model.
That's old for a model, yeah.
Yeah, starting off.
Yeah. Hey, Q, what do you walk?
I walk face.
Oh, okay.
I'll need a picture sent.
I'm sorry.
I got the tea at yahoo.com. I need a picture for Rhonda's photo album that I'm building.
Okay, I'll send you
it's going to be legendary soon. I promise you. You girls will want to get in on the ground floor.
Okay, you said it's I got the tea.com?
I got the tea at yahoo.com.
All right, I'll be sure to hit you up with one.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Keith, for calling.
I wanted to give a shout out to Pony and Morgan and Bernie, you know, just for working with us and doing everything they need to do. And also a shout out to my gay mother, Leon Milan. Be safe out there.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling. All right. Let's go to another caller. Unknown phone number. Caller, you're live with Tom. Go ahead. I'm trying to breeze through these calls. Go ahead, caller. Unknown phone number. Okay. I'll let you go. 404-563. You're live. Go ahead.
Just listening.
Thank you, caller. Let's see. 347, you're live on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
347, you're live. Go ahead. That's you. Go ahead.
Hello, Tom?
Yeah, hi. You're live. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up?
Hi. Who's this?
This is Ricky.
Who?
Ricky Mizza.
Oh, hey, Ricky. What's going on?
Oh, how you doing?
I'm doing great. And yourself?
All right. Just listening to the show.
Thank you. You got a question or comment, or are you just listening?
Just listening.
All right. Well, I appreciate you listening. Keep tuning in, okay?
I definitely will.
Okay. Thank you. Let's see. 443-473. You're live on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to the show. You're live on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Tom. I have just a comment. I think it's great that the film queens are out working.
Wait a second. We just lost her. Oh, my God. Caller, could you start over again? Your mic had went down. I'm sorry.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Start over.
I think that it's great that some queens are out working now in the regular world. It just makes the gay community branch out and do bigger and better things.
I think you're right. I really do.
And I think that what this does is it makes it easier for gay people to get, like, bigger jobs in, like, law firms, hospitals, and people to warm up to people. So I think it's a great thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for listening, caller, and keep listening, okay?
Thank you.
I don't know if y'all heard about this story here in Atlanta, but a few months ago, there was a transsexual that got elected to, I believe it was the Riverdale City Council down in Riverdale, Georgia, which is a suburb of Atlanta. And after the voters found out that she was a transsexual, because when she ran her campaign, she didn't tell them she used to be a man, which I don't think it really makes a difference anyway. If you're capable of being somebody's city council person, you know, that doesn't matter to me. But anyway, the residents found out that this person used to be a man, and because the candidate didn't reveal it prior to, you know, and during the campaign or whatever, they organized a recall vote, and they had the woman recalled from office because they found out she used to be a man. Which I thought was discrimination. Yeah, as a matter of fact, she ended up filing a lawsuit because she said it was discrimination. But the voters had the right to recall this person once they voted her in, and they voted her right back out when they found out she used to be a man.
Shade in the name.
Yeah, that was a very interesting story.
I don't understand that. I mean, was she supposed to say, "Hi, I'm Cheryl Johnson, and I used to be a man"?
Okay. Let me go back to, I just got somebody sending me a shout-out. Everybody's shout-outs are during the first 15 minutes of the show. Unless you call in, you can give it when you call in. Caller from an unknown phone number. You're live with Tom. Go. Okay, I got to let you go, caller. It's too loud.
Yeah, we're at the mini ball a little early at Andre.
Uh-oh, Mark Kahn just texted me and said he does not wear H&M briefs. Oh, God. I'm sorry, Mark. No, Mark's underwear are labels. Caller from another unknown phone number. You're live with Tom. Go ahead.
Hello.
You're live on air. What's up, man?
Just listening.
Okay. It took about 10 seconds to say that. Thanks. Thanks a lot, caller.
Yeah.
Caller from Atlanta. 399 phone number in Atlanta. You're live. Go ahead.
Hello.
What's up? You live on the air?
Yes. I'd like to make an order.
Okay. What would you like, sir?
No, I'm just joking. No, I'm just listening, actually.
Okay.
In order of chow, please.
Hold on, let me chow. Chow, please.
Yeah.
Okay, who is this? Who is this?
This is me, Anonymous.
Oh, okay. What's up, Anonymous?
Nothing much. Just listening to the show and watching TV.
You know what? Somebody had texted me the other day. Well, somebody emailed me the other day some kind of MP3 thing that they downloaded off one of those phone chat conferences, you know, those call-in numbers that you call in when you're looking for a man. And I swear, your voice sounds just like that caller that they had on that email.
No, that wasn't me.
Oh, okay. I'm just playing with you. Thanks for listening, though.
Hi, Rhonda.
How you doing, Anonymous?
I'm doing all right.
All right, caller from New York, 347 phone number. You're live with Tom. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on? You're live on the air. What's up?
I'm just listening.
Thank you. 773, you're live on the air. Go ahead. Okay. Ms. Aviance, Hanif,
mm-hmm.
and Rhonda, at any time, feel free to make any jump in with anything you got on your mind.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Hanif, I know what I want to ask you, too. So you don't wear dingy underwear. Do you vote?
Do I vote?
Yes, because a lot of
Oh, yeah, I've been registered to vote since I was 18. I'm a real strong advocate of voting. I even vote in the primaries.
Oh, that's excellent. Now, who's your pick for president?
I'd rather not say.
Yes.
Oh, come on.
I don't know you like that, honey.
Well, you know I'm a Democrat, so, you know, it's kind of obvious.
Yeah. Well, not necessarily. I mean, you know, sometimes the Democrats, you know, well, anyway.
But I am urging everyone to vote for Barack Obama.
Excellent. Excellent choice. Let's go to the phones and see who we have on the phone lines at this time. From another caller from Detroit, 313, you're live. Okay, 917, you're live on the air. Go ahead.
Yo, what's good?
What's up? Who is this?
Yo, this is Anonymous from New York.
Oh, what's up, New York?
This is my first time calling in, too, man.
Oh, well, welcome to the show, and thank you for listening and calling in. What's your question or comment?
I want to know what's going on with Simone Prada, man. I heard they bust upside her head with a hammer. What's going on with that? You heard anything?
I hope not.
Rhonda, you want to answer that?
Any idea? Well,
Rhonda, you spilled that tea about a week ago, if I'm not mistaken.
I did. Well, I mean, you know Rhonda does drugs, honey, so I can't recall. I don't have the tea that you're trying to eat, honey. I don't remember.
Ladies
Give me a
gentlemen.
Moment, caller. I'll try to pull it up. Drugs are bad.
Ladies
and
gentlemen.
I'm the best, man, if that did happen, because I like her a lot.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen,
and
please say no to drugs, please.
Yes, please. I'm living
A caller, thank you. Did you have any other questions or comments?
I wear boxer briefs and I wear H&M ones. I like the way it feels. It's smooth on my body.
Oh,
I got the tea at yahoo.com. I'll need a picture. I got the tea at yahoo.com.
Hey, Anonymous. Now, how does your ass look in the underwear?
I mean, I'm a verse, so I got moose in the back.
Oh, I was all right.
Ooh,
yes.
My
yes.
Boy.
I'm using moose.
Yeah.
But y'all gotta promote y'all shit more. Speak my language. Y'all gotta promote more, man. New York. Let everybody don't know about this.
Well, this is your first time calling in. Like everybody in New York calls in all the time. I'm surprised you've just now hearing about it.
Oh, for real. So
yeah.
Y'all gonna be at the ball?
No, we won't be broadcasting. We won't be broadcasting from the ball. We're on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday from 9 to 11. So we invite you to call in any time during those hours.
All right. Thanks.
And listen, thanks a lot. And yeah, send that picture because we want to see what you look like in those boxer briefs.
Yeah,
right.
I'm putting a nice photo album together. Yeah.
As a matter of fact, we're gonna be doing a dating game real soon on the show. So maybe you can call in and be a contestant on the game.
Sure
I'll be sure to play that day.
What'd you say?
I sure will.
Yeah, okay. Well,
we can
do that. We can definitely do that. Hit me up on an email at servethekids@yahoo.com, and we can have you on the show. And, you know.
I'm trying up my teddy.
What? That's about man.
Thanks a lot, caller.
All right.
Yes, and Tom, I'd like to send a shout-out to Ricky Allure. I love that interview you did with her.
Yes.
That was one of my favorite interviews thus far. One of my favorites. She really is a character, truly, on and off the floor. So, shout out to you, Ricky. Yay, Ricky!
Yes, I want to give a shout out to that young man that was just on the phone.
That voice was lovely.
Wasn't that voice hot?
I love that voice, baby.
Oh, yeah. let me give a reminder to everybody that's coming in town next week. You want to go ahead and get on top of this now. Go ahead and change our locators on BGC and A for A. Change them from all over the country to Atlanta, please, by all means. And if there are any
You know these girls are on it, honey. They did that the first of the month, honey.
Yes. Listen, somebody just texted and said they know who that is. I don't know about that one.
They know who the guy was?
Yeah, they said that's their little piece. I don't know. But anyway, if there's any straight women listening to this show, before we get off the air, if there's any straight women listening to this show, let me give y'all a warning right now. Because y'all say y'all always complain about the boys on the down low and they, you know, give me all diseases and stuff. But don't ignore the warning signs, ladies. And we're going to do a show about this one day, too. Because straight women tend to be desperate, especially here in Atlanta, because there's so many gays. Straight women would settle for almost anything. But anyway, straight women, if your boyfriend, your husband, your man has made arrangements to be in Atlanta for Labor Day weekend and they do not want you to accompany them, that is an immediate automatic red flag. There's a problem.
Yeah.
So whatever y'all do, if your husband is coming to Atlanta and they don't want to bring y'all, it would be for you to make some separate arrangements to be down here and surprise him, because you might just walk in with him and another man.
Yes.
Am I right, Ms. Aviance?
Yes.
All right. Yes. Let's go back to the phone lines in these last few minutes that we have left. 678 phone number in Atlanta. You're live on the air with Tom Blumenthal. 678, go ahead, caller.
Hello?
You're live, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Tom?
What's poppin', baby? Who is this?
It's Izzy.
Oh, well, hello, Izzy. Welcome to the show, everybody. Izzy Mizrahi, a good friend of mine. Welcome, Izzy, how are you?
I'm good.
What's on your mind tonight, Izzy?
Nothing, I'm just calling in. You just leaving Andre's house, so listening to you on the way home.
Well, wonderful. How was the meeting? What was discussed? What's the plan?
Confidentiality.
Put the water on.
Okay, Miss Rhonda.
Oh, sorry. I'm only kidding. I love Andre Job.
No, but I was listening.
Izzy, Rhonda asked you a question.
I didn't hear the question.
It's okay, honey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wait, brother, you don't want to. Okay, never mind.
Well, it's obvious that it is, because you wouldn't have a meeting.
No, you know what? Don't ask the question, because they're going to say I said ask it, so don't ask it. Never mind.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
But Izzy, thanks for calling in. I appreciate you listening.
Anytime, you know.
Are you walking, Izzy? Or is it a surprise? You don't know. You're going to walk? Maybe?
Who knows?
Possibly?
Who knows?
Yeah.
We shall
Izzy, tell him you just play with this stuff for fun. You don't take it serious.
Of course. I have a career.
Yeah. I love Izzy's strut.
If you walk, you walk. And
Rhonda
if
knows
you don't,
who I am, and I don't know who she is.
It's okay.
Rhonda knows everybody.
Yes.
Oh, my
God. I love your strut when you're doing down the runway.
Oh,
yes.
Wait. Oh, wait a second. Wait. I forgot. Izzy, say hi to... You know, your little man is on here right now. Say hi to Hani.
Don't be saying that. See, now you...
What's Grug, Izzy?
Hey, what's up, man?
Not much.
Yes, Izzy turned all red in the face. Yes. Blush, or blush.
Wait a minute. Izzy, did you have this effect over there?
No. You are crazy. No.
Oh,
no.
My gosh.
Anyway, I was just listening.
All right.
Calling in on the way home as I go through your traffic.
Well, drive safely home, Izzy, and I'll talk to you later.
Okay, all right. Bye, Ron.
All right.
Bye.
See you, Izzy.
Caller from a 443.
Yes,
didn't he? Caller from a 443. You're live on the air. 443, going once.
Hello.
Caller from a 443, you still there? We lost her. 678, go ahead. 678-595, you're live.
Hello?
You're live on the air, go ahead.
What's up, Tom? This is Norman Prodigy.
Hey, Norman, what's going on, man?
Nothing. Just checking in with you, saying what's up to you, giving you a shout-out and stuff like that.
Oh, thank you, and thanks for giving me the ride the other day. Norman was the guy who took me to go pick up my car. Thanks a lot, Norman.
Oh, wow. You're welcome. And don't forget about our mini-bar Labor Day weekend on a Friday. Will you be there?
I will be there. Go ahead and announce it. You already gave half the tea. You may as well give the rest.
Well, we're having a mini-bar Labor Day weekend. All our categories are going to be cash and stuff like that, so it should be real fun, like $100 or better. So.
All right. Well, we'll be looking forward to it.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Norman.
Was yes, Tommy, yes, you know, when I get to the ATL, honey, I'm going to have a little conference with that whole Tip, Tap, Justin, Smiles, Tony, that little click, honey. And now I'm just going to sit down with these young kids today and see what's going on. And Kid and all this melee about the girlfriends having each other, honey, I got to do a conference. This Roddy's got to do a conference and... They're trying to kill each other down there in Atlanta, honey. Child, please. So, if you girls are listening, and I know that you are, Miss Rhonda is coming to have a good talking to you girls, okay?
You are a fool. Wait, I'm just getting a text message. Okay. Somebody just texted and said that, I guess they're talking about ISIS. Saying, it says, Tom, my mother has not made the transition as of yet. We have yet to speak to her due to a gag order of sorts. I guess since the show is being filmed, they can't really talk to anybody. She's been filming since early May, and she's also a fashion designer, and she's designed most of our outfits. An outfit that she wore at the latex ball, she designed herself.
If she wins, ooh, wow.
Wouldn't that be hot if she won?
Yeah, it would be extra hot. I mean, it would be monumental. Really, it would.
Right.
Because Tyra Banks is trying to be known for doing a first of everything. She's had all types of people.
Right.
It would really, 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 really be amazing.
Yeah, Ron, she's very gay-friendly.
Ron, I just got a text message from Justin clarifying that he lives in New York and not Atlanta. So you may not see him down here. Rhonda?
Yes, Tom. I'm sorry. I had another call. What was it?
Justin wanted to clarify he does not live in Atlanta. He lives in New York.
Oh, I'm sorry, Justin. You just fly the kids from Atlanta to New York. My bad. I'm so sorry.
Oh, God. Now, Justin going to be mad at me for that. Oh, my God.
What?
Okay, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go back to the phone lines. I don't know where I left off, but I'll try to pick up with a 734 phone number. You're live with Tom.
Hello?
Hey, what's up? You're live with Tom.
What's up? This is Gay Tay.
Hey, can you speak a little louder? I can't hear you.
I said this is Gay Tay.
Oh, Gay Tay Rodeo?
Gay Tay, yeah.
Yeah.
The legendary, yeah. Oh, sorry, didn't mean that like that. I saw Gay Tay in Detroit, and yes.
What's up, Rhonda?
What's going on, honey? Will you be in Atlanta?
Yeah, I'm coming down Friday.
Yes.
All right. Are you... Rhonda?
Hello?
Hello?
Rhonda?
Yes.
You going to be there, Rhonda?
I'll be there, honey. Will you make that nosebleed that weekend, honey? Yes, pumpkin party.
Wait a
yes.
minute.
Hey, Rhonda.
Yes.
Someone just sent me a message and said they can't understand how you can be in so many of these different balls and no one knows who you are. And I told them that I guess you don't talk when you get there.
Well, of course not like this, Eddie. No.
Okay, listen, ladies and gentlemen, I got to go back to my phone line because I hung up on this young lady by mistake and I apologize, but I want to bring her back on the phone now from the 443 number. Tell me what your name is.
Hello.
Hey, what's your name, sweetie?
Latrice St. Clair.
Oh, hi, Latrice St. Clair. I kept hanging up on you by mistake because every time I came to your call, I didn't hear anything, but I'm sorry. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Fine, yourself?
I'm doing excellent. Now, what do you prefer to be called, a transsexual or a femme queen or what?
I'm a transgender woman.
Transgender woman, okay. And you live your life every day as a woman, a beautiful woman. Tell us about your experience as a transgender.
Well, right now I'm currently working for the Baltimore Health Department, and I'm associated with an organization called Be More Empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
which we focus on the young MSMs and transgender youth, helping them protect themselves or prevent themselves from HIV, AIDS, or other STDs.
Yes.
So.
Okay.
And I've been doing that for a couple months now. But as far as the working world goes, I'm having a very good time doing it. And I mean, I had to break down barriers with my job as far as me being the only transgender there. It seemed like my voice wasn't heard, but now I'm going through transitions to where they're trying to promote me. And I'm really, really the reason why I started working, because I looked at the people like Sabrina Icon and Iona Khan, and I seen them in the workforce. And I, right then and then, I knew that there was more to being just a transsexual just than just working the stroll. So I had to
right.
get off my ass and do something for myself.
Right,
yes.
right. And it's great that you had that inspiration to look to. And see, that's what I'm trying to tell everybody who's listening to this show. And we're, that's what we really got to start doing, is being the inspiration for each other. That's why I try to, you know, I'm always encouraging people to reach higher and reach higher and reach higher. Because, I mean, you, if there's no role models, then how do the younger generation know what to look to in order to role, to model themselves after? You know what I'm saying? So
right.
it's good that you, if you, it's good that you have people like Ayana and Sabrina and others who are doing things, and then you can look to that and say, I can do that too.
Right.
Yeah, and now, so you're saying now that you have broken the door down and gotten into the job, they're actually trying to promote you, right? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Right now my position is peer leader, and they're trying to get me to be a facilitator at the job, which
okay.
is more ad with more money and all that other stuff. But
wow.
I'm not doing it just for the money and for the hours. I'm doing it to promote and help other people, other transgenders and other homosexual youth, prevent and protect themselves, because there's a lot of things out here that we need to be worried about.
Right,
other
absolutely.
Other than going to balls and beating each other and stuff like that, there's a lot of stuff out here that is trying to kill us.
When people find out that you are transgendered, how do they react to you?
First of all, when like a guy tried to talk to me, I just like my sister Six said, I tell them straight off the bat, I'm not a real girl. I'm a transsexual. And if they either like it or hate it.
Generally, what's the reaction from straight guys when they approach you and try to talk to you?
The same reaction they would give a female, oh, you fat as shit, or what's your name? And then I say my name's transgender.
Really? So,
yeah.
No, that's what I mean. So once they find out that, because once they find out that you're transgender, then what's their reaction to you at that point?
9 times out of 10, they're still trying to talk to me.
Really?
But how do
yeah.
you react to them when you're, like, if they're in a group, if it's like 2 or 3 dudes, you probably don't say anything, but if they approach you one-on-one, then you may respond in that way,
right?
Right. Okay.
If it's a group, I laugh and I keep walking.
Right.
If one of them happen to follow me, I tell him. It's basically, I keep myself out of danger. So
right.
if there's a group trying to approach me, I don't say where I am, I just keep it moving, because
right.
there's a lot
because
of
they play off of each other and they
right.
end up, you know,
right.
trying to posture and all of that, you know, to pretend like they're not interested, and in order to prove to each other they have to hurt you in order to prove that they're not
right.
interested.
Right.
Right. That's the
right.
safest way. That's good advice.
Yeah.
Have you ever had any encounters that got violent, or you thought could get violent, or scared you, or anything like that?
I've had encounters on the bus that scared me. Like, there was this guy, he knew what I was because he said he'd seen me before. He was on the bus getting loud, getting rowdy, all because I wouldn't actually engage in conversation with him. And then
wow.
I've had other encounters to where, though, Trey tried me and my girlfriends, and we went off on them, and they regrouped into bigger groups and tried to attack us.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, let me also ask you this, because we talked about this on yesterday. This is kind of a different topic, but the young man who got murdered by the gang members, are you familiar with that case?
I heard it on your show the other day.
Okay, so you hadn't heard it before then. Okay.
No.
Well, listen, I want to congratulate you on all the positive things that you're doing, and
Thank you.
I wish you all the best in your life, and I wish you all the success that life has to offer. Because, as you said, there is more to being a transgender than just working the stroll and things of that nature. There is more to life than that. And really, it's all about what you want for yourself. You know what I'm saying? You set goals and you reach for it. You can attain it. It is possible.
True.
So I want to congratulate you on behalf of the Tom Blumenthal Show, and I wish you all the best, and you're always welcome to come on the show anytime.
Actually, I'm still be on your show sometime soon.
Yes, I was going to mention that as well. We are going to do that show still, so I haven't forgotten it. I am working on it.
Okay.
All right, so keep in contact with me. Email me, and we'll talk about that show idea somewhere. If we don't do it next week, we'll do it the week after.
Okay.
All right, thanks a lot. Let's go back to the phones. You know what? That gives me inspiration and hope, Ms. Aviana, to hear stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I wish more of the younger kids could see what she's doing and realize they could do it too.
Right.
You know, it's just a little hard work and a little perseverance, and you can get there. But Hanif, did she give you what you wanted as far as a lady?
Oh, definitely, definitely. You need to play that sound again, that, you know, sound effect.
Oh, wait a minute. Did it do that to you?
A little bit.
Oh, really? Yes. Working your way to the pennies. Yes, honey.
Wow.
See, that's
progression.
My. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, right there, right there.
Exactly, Tom.
Let's go back to the phone.
Rhonda is being so nice, girl, but I can read your mind, bitch.
Hey, Hanif, does Rhonda's voice do that to you?
Yeah, well, actually it does, except when she goes into that, you know.
Yeah,
oh,
you talking about that? Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay.
All right, back to the phones we go. Back to the phones we go. I have an unknown caller on the phone. Unknown caller, go ahead.
Hi, Tom.
Oh, God. Hey, Julie.
Hi, how are you? Hey, how's it going?
Thank God. Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I'm actually en route back to Topanga. I just want to drop off some tea tonight.
You know what? Wait a minute. Wait, because this is about to get crazy. Let me give you a beat because I know you're going to need this.
Oh, okay, no, Tom. It's just going to be really brief, kind of quick. Well, whatever. Go ahead.
Okay, give me what you got.
Well, you know, last night, Tom, I went to the Monday Night Madness in D.C. Well, the other night.
Uh-huh.
It was cute. A lot of the girls were there. Booty Prodigy, Tony Milan, Pretty, Ricky Allure, the Mugliers, the Garcons, of course, the Augs and the Cons.
Okay.
Well, you know, one of the highlights from the ball would be the team fashion with Mark Conn and another one of the Cons that walked against Derek Allure and another Conn.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, okay. Of course, you know, in D.C., that damn Mark Conn won.
You say that very skeptical.
Well, listen to this, Tom. The bag that Mark had, I've seen that bag in Barney's for over $2,000. I wonder what kind of stunt she pulled for that bag.
Oh, my God.
Confirm or deny, honey. Confirm or deny.
Well, Rhonda, well, you know, like I know.
Yes, Joe. Oh. Yes.
Okay.
That's pretty much it I have there. I also wanted to let you guys know that, let's see, I'm going down my list here. That's pretty much it.
Will you be in Atlanta?
Absolutely.
I'm going to need you to get all those teas that Rhonda misses, honey. Because you know how we do. Yes, on our little one, too.
Yahoo, yes. Oh, thanks a lot, Julie, honey. Have a safe flight, okay? Julie?
Oh, I'm here.
I said thanks a lot and have a safe flight.
All right, you too.
All right, bye-bye. That damn Julie Finkelstein is a mess.
Yes, Miss Finkelstein, I love that name.
Oh, okay. I had a little job tip, and speaking of femme queens... actress Vivica Fox, who clearly has had more work done to her face than the whole city of Beijing, China, in preparation for those Olympics, she came up with some new show on VH1 because she likes femme queens, and she's looking for like the next biggest celebrity stylist, and they're going to pay like $100,000. So that's going to be coming out real soon. So you know that nose job and new boobs and stuff inspired
you know
this
what?
Girl.
Yeah, Vivica Fox is very gay friendly. She is.
Actually,
yeah.
Vivica Fox and Lisa Ray, I believe, are supposed to be bisexual themselves.
Ooh. Wow. I wouldn't be surprised.
And, Tom, that's what I touched on a little bit yesterday with Rico and them. So, yes, thanks for bringing that up, sis, about Viv's show. I wasn't sure. I was almost certain that it was Stylist. So it is Stylist.
The next great celebrity Stylist.
Oh, that's the show you were talking about, Rhonda. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because we had some stylists on the show yesterday, sis.
Yeah. Let me get a couple of few more phone calls in these last few moments of the show. 347-385, you're live on the air with Tom Blumenthal.
That's me again, Tom.
Hey, what's up? Who is this?
This is Ricky Mizrahi.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ricky. I didn't realize that was your same number. I apologize.
That's all right.
Let's see, 215-220, you're live on the air with Tom. Go ahead.
Just listening.
Thank you, caller. Thank you. 301, you're live on the air. Go ahead. Thanks a lot. 917, you're live on the air. Go ahead. 917, go ahead, please.
Yes, listening.
Okay, thank you, dear.
I'm telling you.
Sounded like she could have commented on the Pimp Queen.
Oh, so. 773, go ahead. 773.
Now, yeah, please.
Who is this?
Jack.
Hi.
Hello.
Is that Rodney?
No, it's not. I'm just listening.
That's Rodney.
No, it's not. It's not.
Oh, you know who that is? It sounds like Marco. Is this Marco?
No, it's not.
Well, honey, whoever you are, that intro was everything. Yeah.
Okay, I'll just be gagging and listen to you. I'm like, girl, this girl's crazy.
Oh, I know who that is.
Hey, sister.
Hey.
Hey, Bouquet.
Oh, yeah. Wait, honey, he calls you sister.
I don't think I know him.
That's why y'all think go to bed.
Oh, it's time to go.
Okay, wait a minute. When somebody in the background screaming, it's time to go to bed. Oh,
somebody said it's time to go to bed.
I don't know what that was. Let me go to the next
call.
That was
his left behind me.
Yes, 313, you're live with Tom. Go ahead. 313, Detroit, go ahead. All right, we're going to get ready to wrap this show up, everybody. I want to thank everybody for listening tonight. I got to tell y'all something. I don't know how I'm going to work this show come September, because when Law and Order comes back on, I'm going to be going crazy. We might have to change the hours up because I got some of my top shows
ma'am.
Are coming back on.
No,
I got
ma'am.
Law, honey, I got Law and Order.
Miss Rhonda said, no, ma'am, honey.
I'm going to need you to get a DVR because I miss the closer each and every Monday at 9 p.m. sharp.
I'm telling y'all,
y'all
go
back and watch it.
Y'all know I love y'all because, first of all, I've missed just about the whole season of Big Brother this season right here just to talk to y'all. So,
oh, that's back on. Yeah, that used to be the show.
Yeah, that's my shit. So I can't miss my Law & Order. I got to have that. I got to have me some Criminal Minds. Criminal Minds is my other show. And a couple other shows that I got. I ain't doing no free promotion. But,
upgrade, Tom. And you'll be just fine. You can watch any of these shows at your leisure if you get a DVR.
Rhonda,
How dare you leave your public like this? No, we're not going to adjust. No, you adjust.
You know what, Rhonda? Honey, keep on. I'm about to call somebody
got
for you.
Hooked. And now you want to adjust our ass.
Oh, shit.
That's it. I'll see you.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Miss Alvarez, I tell you, y'all really make my night when y'all come on my show, I swear. And it's funny, I don't think the people who listen realize how impromptu and how we just kind of like threw this together. Because when I first started doing the show, I had no idea that you would come into this whole program.
Yeah, and
here you are, you know what I'm saying? I believe God works things out in a special type of way because you have been a big help to me on the show, and Rhonda as well. Now we got Hanif on. And so I want to thank all of y'all for being a part of it because it does mean a lot, and it's a whole group thing. And so maybe when we get a serious radio contract or satellite radio on XM or something,
you know, we can all quit our regular jobs and go make a lot of money on the radio.
Hey. Definitely get a cracker.
Oh, man, wouldn't that be nice, I tell you. Oh, I can pay this mortgage.
Someone just sent me a text message saying that you need to do Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays because they said the girls are real tired on Mondays from the weekend.
You know what? That's a good idea. What do you think about that, Rhonda? Oh, Rhonda must have stepped away for a moment. What do you think about that?
She's taking a credit card order, honey.
She must be doing it. Oh, she really did punch it when I hit that siren.
I think so.
Rhonda then took off on us, y'all. He thought the police was really showing up.
Yeah.
But, Mr. Ozzy, what do you think about that, Tuesday through Thursday?
That works for me.
The only reason why I like Monday is because Monday is fresh off the weekend, and, you know, it's usually so much that then went down over the weekend, you got to jump right into it on that first day back,
yeah,
or you'll forget it, you know.
What I'm hearing, that might be a good idea because after the weekend, everybody's coked out or, you know, trying to rehabilitate themselves from being drugged out over the weekend.
Oh, so it does take at least a day to let all that stuff come out your system.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good idea. I may just consider doing Tuesday through Thursday and see how that works. But I know I got to come up with something because when Law and Order comes back on, I just got to have me some Law and Order. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But, Rhonda, Ms. Ivan, any last things on your mind before we get ready to get up out of here?
I don't know. Everyone have a great day tomorrow because I plan to.
Absolutely. And, Ms. Abias, buzz me a little later so we can chit-chat if you get a moment, or if not, we'll talk tomorrow.
Okay. I'll do that over chicken salad sandwich, boo.
Are you on a diet?
Oh, yes.
All right. Get that figure right, honey.
That's right, baby.
Well, thank you. Everybody give a special thanks to Ms. Abias. Ms. Abias, you have a great night.
You too.
We'll talk with you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Hanif, any last words from you?
No, not really. Just want everybody to have a prosperous and safe weekend. Anybody that's traveling this weekend, just to, you know, remember it's not what you do, it's how you do it.
Absolutely. That's going to be your closer, not what you do, but how you do it. I like that. All right. Well, Hanif, thank you, and we'll talk to you a little later also.
All right. That's what's up, Tom.
All right. Is Rhonda Jenkins back with us? Okay. I don't know what happened to Rhonda. But we need, wherever Rhonda is, she put us on hold. We need to get Rhonda's last little words as well. Everybody that's on the line listening as we get ready to close, thank you all for being a part of Ballroom History, the first ever ballroom radio show, Serve the Kids Radio, on blogtalkradio.com/Serve the Kids. Now, wait a second. Rhonda just called back in. Let me see here. Miss Thing, where did you disappear off to, honey?
Is the coast clear, honey?
The coast is clear, so.
That sounded like you know I'm en route to Atlanta as we speak, honey, so I thought that was behind me. Don't do that, Tom.
Any last words before you get up out of here?
Yes, honey. Thanks for those pictures that are coming in. You girls keep sending those pictures for Rhonda's photo album. That album is going to be legendary. And remember, if the kids tried on your time and on your dime, just remember to give them a stiff, dirty look and tell them, child, please.
Thank you, Rhonda. Oh, y'all heard Rhonda Jenkins say it herself, stiff and stern look and child, please. But again, I want to thank each and every person that's been a part of the show tonight. We talked about queens and how they interact in the regular society and in the workplace and stuff. We're going to do a show on the Willie Lynch syndrome. I do want to talk about that because I want to explore this whole idea of why we can't help build each other up. Let's see here. I got a last minute phone caller that's calling in right now. Caller, go ahead. Caller from Atlanta.
Yeah, Tom, I was just calling in. My homegirl wanted to tell everybody how much she loved the show real fast, and I thought it would be real good for the listeners.
Okay, well, let's hear it.
Hold on.
I feel like this might be a setup, but I'll indulge it for a moment. Hello?
Hello?
What's up? Who is this?
Here she go, Tom.
Okay.
I want to explore this whole idea of why we can't help this
show. Okay, Tay, I don't know what was going on there.
Let me see if you got that together. Okay, why is Tay playing music in the background? I have no idea. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank everybody for being a part of the show. Once again, it's been a very successful night. I want you all to remember the show is fun. It's entertainment. It's not to be taken seriously or literally. It's just to have fun. And please keep that in mind. We got a lot of ideas. I want you to keep the ideas coming. Let me tell you how y'all can get in contact with me before I go. My email address, servethekids@yahoo. servethekids@yahoo.com. If you want to see me and see how handsome and cute and sexy I am, my MySpace page is myspace.com/servethekids. And if you want to reach me on Yahoo, you can text me on Yahoo at servethekids. Everything is servethekids with me. The Fashion Rocks Ball DVD is on sale at servethekids.com. Again, Fashion Rocks Ball DVD on sale at servethekids.com. If you want to get a copy of Sex Siren Volume 3, that's on sale at hotboys.servethekids.com. Again, to get Sex Siren Volume 3, go to hotboys.servethekids.com and cop Sex Siren Volume 3. Also, if you guys want to check out Zim Van Adams on MySpace, I'm sorry, not MySpace, but YouTube, go check out his thing on YouTube. It's Young Gay and Young Black and Gay in America. That's it. Young Black and Gay in America. It's a two-part documentary that is on MySpace for the kids. So that's about it. We're going to wrap up for tonight. We're off Thursday and Friday. We'll be back bright and early or late and prompt on Monday night to give you guys a wrap-up of the weekend. And I'll have a great show planned for Monday, so I hope you all tune in. And, again, thank everybody. Thank everybody who's been a part of Serve the Kids Radio, been a part of my success in the ballroom and with servethekids.com and with the DVDs. I really appreciate it. And I want to leave you with these words. And then after that, we'll play my inspirational song that I really like so much. But remember, whatever you do, don't let the kids serve you, but you serve the kids. Have a great night.